Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 58 of Macabre Misfortunes. Tracy, we've all heard the expression that something was like a train wreck. You just can't look away. Or something similar to that effect. What?
I'm just waiting to see what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to teach you where that expression comes from.
Like a train wreck?
Yeah, where people say it was like a train wreck, I couldn't look away, or you just had to look.
Okay, go ahead.
There's actually, it didn't come from what you think it did.
Ah.
So the saying actually comes from one of the most infamous publicity stunts of all time, the crash at Crush. So back in the 1800s, whenever there was a train wreck, it made headline news all over the country, even if there were no injuries. People were fascinated by train wrecks. So an agent for the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad Company, which, that's a long-ass name, first of all.
It is.
They called it Katy for short, and K-A-T-Y. I have no clue why, and the letters don't spell that out. But anyway, this guy by the name of George Crush came up with what he deemed to be a, without a doubt, money-making idea. He was a big fan of P.T. Barnum.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I got something we can do. If people like train wrecks,
let's give them a train wreck.
So he suggested that the company set up an actual train crash for people to watch. The thought was to build a separate track at a location in Texas. It was actually about 3 miles south of the city of West Texas. The plan was to have two separate trains collide head-on into each other. He figured that the two trains would hit and then kind of make a V formation into the air, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they'd like
hit,
hit
and just kind of spray up, and that would be the end of it. But people would like seeing that.
And how did he figure that was going to be the way it happened?
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense that's what would happen. Well, anyway, the spot they chose was by these rolling hills. So they said it would be a great place to put up a grandstand there where it sits up a little higher. People could have a good little overlook. So William George Crush thought he could get about 15,000 people to come to this event. The event was actually going to be free, but he would charge $2 per round trip ticket on the train. Not the ones crashing at each other, but the other train.
I was going to say, that's not a good deal.
For anywhere in the state. So if you were in the state of Texas and you wanted to come see this, $2 would get you to and from.
Okay.
A special 4-mile track was then laid for the collision. Telegraph offices were actually built on site and water wells were dug. I guess drilled, not dug. Workers constructed grandstands for officials. Speakers, stands, a platform for reporters, and a bandstand. They were doing this upright.
Damn, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but you figure 15,000 people at $2 a piece, mm-hmm. That's $30,000 back in the 1800s.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's probably worth it. You also got to figure that it was also advertisement for the company, so, you know, you would probably get more in the future for people riding your train.
Makes sense.
A carnival midway sprang up with medicine shows and cigar stands and candy booths and game booths, just like you would see. All that popped up on site.
Mm-hmm. Is that how the state fair got started?
Probably so.
Or the fairs, yeah.
I think they already had all that going on. This was obviously all entertainment for the people waiting on the big event. 300 special police officers were also brought in to keep order. Now, most of the fans were put up on the hill, about 200 yards away from the site of the wreck. Journalists were allowed to be within 100 yards. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get any closer for safety reasons.
Sure.
The two engines, one red, one green, each pulled six cars, and they were all covered in this gaudy advertising. And they slowly met each other and kind of touched.
Like kissed?
For pictures and stuff, right. For photo ops. Mm-hmm. So see, they were getting money off advertising too, mm-hmm. apparently. After the photo op, both trains slowly backed up to the starting points. Now, I'm sure at this point, you're probably wondering about the engineers.
Yeah, what are they supposed to do?
And on the train. Well, I'll tell you about it right after this quick sponsor break. All right, Tracy. So once they were at the starting point, both crews started the trains going forward, and then they jumped from the trains. So now these trains are heading towards each other with nobody on board whatsoever. At the point of collision, both trains were going approximately 50 miles per hour. So that's the equivalent of hitting a brick wall at 100 miles an hour.
Okay, but even after they jump off, I mean, they don't really have time to get out of the way even. Right?
They jump off on the sides.
Well, I get that, but still, it seems like if they crashed, they were still going to be...
Well, they had 4 miles. It's 4 miles of track, so each train had to go 2 miles.
Oh, okay.
That gives you plenty of time.
That's true. Okay.
If they ran fast, they could probably get...
Well, that's true. Okay, gotcha.
At the point of collision, like I said, both trains are going 50 miles an hour. The sound of smashing metal and splintering of wood filled the air. But that is when disaster struck.
I knew it.
Well, you knew we wouldn't be doing this story unless there was something. It's not just a fun story. Just as the dust was starting to settle, both boilers on board the trains simultaneously exploded.
And he didn't even think anything about that, I bet.
Nope. The air was basically filled with flying missiles of metal from both trains. They varied in size from postage stamp size to half of a wheel.
Oh, my goodness.
3 people were dead, and several others were injured by the flying debris. Ernest Darnell was actually sitting in a mesquite tree at the time. He was hit with a piece of debris and killed instantly.
Oh, my gosh.
A Waco photojournalist by the name of Jarius Dean lost an eye. There was a Confederate veteran soldier who was present. He said that the scene was like that of a Civil War battlefield.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. That's just...
A heavy smokestack blasted skyward and then fell within the danger area. 2 heavy trucks were actually lifted off the ground. The explosion was so big. The railroad moved in pretty quickly to remove all these large pieces of the wreckage, but souvenir hunters moved in to get much of the smaller parts despite burning their hands with the hot shrapnel. They wanted a piece, though. The railroad settled all of its claims with cash and lifetime passes.
To ride a train?
Yep. I mean, it was a big deal back then.
Hmm.
That reminds me, we need to call the airline. See, oh, that's like getting true. Our free stuff. Crush was fired that night, but was rehired the next day. Rumor even has it that he got...
He didn't even have time to get unemployment.
Rumor has it that he even got a bonus for attracting so much attention to the railroad, which saw a surge in business after the stunt.
What is wrong with people?
Crush worked for the company for 57 years until his retirement. Despite the catastrophe of the crash at Crush, the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad Company prospered into the first half of the 20th century. And believe it or not, staged train collisions also became an element of mass public amusement on into the 20th
century. You've got to be kidding me.
No, they started using these older trains that were getting ready to be put out of commission.
Yeah.
And that's the trains they did, but people would go to see it all the time.
Well, I didn't know they had like a demolition derby for trains.
But, yeah. So, a fun fact that I like to give you. Crush expected 15,000 people to show up to that event.
How many showed up?
40,000. Thus, the term people, you know, people can't turn away from a train wreck.
That is really amazing. And it's just crazy how people's minds are, mm-hmm. like for real. Oh, it's just so, it's just fortunate that not very many people died.
I mean, they were smart enough to put people 200 yards away. For the most part. And that's where almost all the...
And the guy in the tree, he probably think, there's no way nothing's going to happen. I'm going to put up a tree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It was a mesquite tree, too, so...
What's a mesquite tree?
You know, like mesquite wood. When people cook mesquite.
Yeah.
Grilled, that comes from a mesquite tree.
Oh. I don't know. I was thinking about that.
No, that's a mosquito. That's completely different. They come from all over. They come from water.
Wow. That's some kind of a story there. I can't imagine, though, how he must have felt after that went awry. I mean, yeah, I guess he got over it pretty damn quick, but.
Yeah, probably so.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, as many times as you've heard that saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's can't like a train wreck.
Yeah,
I can't turn away from it. I can't went looking at it like a train wreck.
Yeah.
That's why.
And that's something.
And that's where that came from.
Well, that's so interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Plus, hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.